This writer chooses the term American because the United States is taking the lead in, and English is the lingua franca of a civilization that includes other nations and linguistic roots in the West, East, North, and South. So America has become the symbol of that which opposes Islam. I'm almost there. Give me a little bit, please. This exploding civilization with global ambition is characterized by consumerism, and its cultural impact is felt everywhere we find McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Pizza Hut, CNN, Madonna, MTV, Mickey Mouse, Levi's, and Dallas, and other cultural symbols. America's cultural dominance has a sacred pilgrimage place, Mr. Ahmed knows. As the Vatican is for Catholics, as Mecca is for the Muslims, as Amritsar is for the Sikhs, Disneyland is for the Americans. Unlike Mecca, the Vatican, or Amritsar, Disneyland can be duplicated. There are now two in the United States, one in France and one in Japan, which reveals this civilization's ability to transcend ethnicity and geography, as non-white societies like Japan can align themselves with America through one of this civilization's most powerful bodies, the G7. So beneath the surface of this glimmering consumerism is a belief in liberal democracy, capitalist economy, and secular politics. At its best, it promotes freedom of speech, intellectual pursuits, scientific endeavors, emancipation of women, and individual liberty. Had the self-presented saga of American civilization been the true story, and its advantages been as promised, exclusively intended, its project might have realized the success so arrogantly asserted. But concealed behind ideological ideal images is the backyard of global poverty, racism, sexism, classism, and totalitarian denial of the people's right to self-determination. So the gulf separating professed ideals and experienced reality provides fertile soil for alternative ideology. Islam is the most rapidly expanding religion in the world, and it's presently the only other exploding civilization with global ambition. But Islam checks unrestrained materialism with spirituality and points to the aforementioned backyard conditions as evidence of the failure of man's self-sufficiency. If this does not work, Islam says, why not try the way of God? Far from a proposal based on a rejection of man's capabilities, Islam believes in man's ability as God's vicegerent to establish a benign society. Islam, the guarantor against poverty, racism, classism, and sexual degradation of women, as complete a vision of civilization as the American, Islam provides an alternative model of democracy, economy, and politics, thereby formulating a true challenge to Bush's New World Order. Now, the reason I cite that is because the attack now is on Islam. Today, you heard from Sani Abacha, a Nigerian head of state who is a Muslim. Today you heard from Muammar Gaddafi, a head of state who is a Muslim. But Libya is under sanction. Iraq is under sanction. Iran is under sanction. All of these are Muslims. Sudan is under sanction. Or they're trying to embargo. Why are you attacking Muslims? You say, well, they're fundamentalists, they're terrorists. Well, brothers and sisters, we are Muslims. All of you by nature are born to submit your will to to do the will of God. Whether you call yourself a Christian or a Hebrew or a nationalist or a Pan-Africanist, at the core of your being, you are created to obey the originator of the heavens and the earth. And everything that you seek, you can find those principles that you stand on embodied in the universe of his creation. Now listen, the nation of Islam has always been a thorn in the side of the rulers of this world. Now they are angry with Elijah Muhammad because, meaning no disrespect, he said white people were devils. Now what did he mean? See, if deceptive intelligence rationalizes disobedience to God, and that is in every human being, God had to make and give form and expression to that deceptive intelligence in a human being, then give that human being power and dominion to deceive the earth and to practice deceptive intelligence. Now look, I'm sorry, I gotta tell it, or God will kill me if I don't tell it. Look, deceptive intelligence. God said, what thou shalt not do, the rulers of this world say it's okay. That is deceptive intelligence. The misuse of intelligence to deceive others, to make evil fair seeming. Are you all right? I know I am. God don't like you, sister, with your breath out. God don't like you with your backside showing. God don't want you to attract man to you in a low-down way. But deceptive intelligence is styling you like a whore and making you love it. Talk back to me, woman. You got to dress on to your thighs. You can't sit down. You constantly squeezing and pulling. Who styles you like that? And deceptive intelligence makes you rationalize walking in the street like a whore. Talk to me. The enemy says, put on a little see-through with a thong, a string in your backside. Then put something sheer on and sashay down the boulevard. And watch men scream and whistle. What justifies you putting that kind of crap on? Deceptive intelligence. Who made that evil fair thing? Satan. See, I'm not anti-Semitic. I hate anti-Semitism. The fact that anybody would hate somebody else because of their faith tradition is sickening to me. But if you tell me you're a Jew, then you're telling me you have an intimate covenant relationship with God. And you're telling me that you have hearkened unto the commandments of God and are obedient unto them. You tell me, when did God tell you it was all right to promote filth and indecency in the name of freedom? You tell me, if the author Playboy and Hustler and the movies in Hollywood represent the God and they're hearkening to his commandments, tell me, when a man dress up like a woman and a woman like a man, is that obedience to God? How in the hell can you say you're a Jew and do those things? How can you say you're a Christian following Jesus Christ and go along with that? How can you be a preacher for Jesus and won't correct the women or the men in your congregation? A devil has been your master. The government in Washington is not a god. That's a wrong government. That is a rogue institution. They justify mischief by framing laws. I'm not justified in obeying them. See, you and I today are in the valley of decision. We got to do like Peter did. They forced on him. You can't preach in this man's name. Peter had to come up with it and said, look, shall I obey man or shall I obey God? And I'm asking you today, are you ready to obey God or are you willing to obey them? Brother Muammar Gaddafi offered the wealth of Libya to help me. To help Arabs, Muslims, and black people, and Native Americans to come up out of our condition. What's wrong with that? The minute they heard it in Washington, they went to work to make mischief. By making a law and tightening that law, saying Farrakhan can't accept no aid from nobody. That is considered a rogue nation. Can't do business with them. And then said, if you get any money, and we know about it, we're going to charge you with money laundering. Well, to hell with you. Charge me because it's time for a showdown. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead. God says, no gambling. Gambling is a device of the devil to divide you. The society says if we can play the lotto, the state can get money to fund education. So they put a noble purpose on an idea that is in contravention to God's instruction. They make evil fair seeming. They frame mischief by means of a law and then trap you and say, you should obey what they say. Hell no. If what they say is not from God, to hell with them all. Let's rebel. Say, don't set up no graven image. Don't bow down to them or worship them. But everywhere you look, there's some statue in the house of God. And the people genuflect into stone and wood. They make evil fast food. They use deceptive intelligence to make you think it's all right. I'm sorry. The Pope is wrong. Listen. Why don't you let a man marry?
Go ahead.
Why are you going to do what God didn't command?
Go ahead.
He said, be fruitful and multiply. You're going to tell a man, don't have nothing to do with a woman. What the hell do you think he's going to do? Deceptive intelligence.
being used to rationalize unnatural behavior. A woman married to Jesus Christ. That's all right. But God wanted to get married. She may be a nun. I don't know whether nun means non. Non-productive. That woman need a man. Not Mother Superior, but a moon. Go ahead. Has commanded. Come out of her, my people. I hope you're not getting frightened. Come out of her, that you be not partakers of her sin. For her sins have reached unto heaven. Jesus said, be ye separate. Either you're going to obey God or you're going to obey man. And if you choose to obey God, then we might as well form a nation. A nation of people that want to obey God. A nation of people that want to build on the foundation of faith in the divine supreme being. This is why Jesus said, think not that I come to bring peace, nay, a sword. I come to separate the mother-in-law from the daughter-in-law, the father-in-law from the son-in-law. It's a time of separation. Either you want what is right or you want what is wrong. Either you want what is truth or you want what is falsehood. Either you want what is from God or you are a slave of Satan. But no man can serve two masters. I think we've given the government of the United States enough time. We don't owe America a damn thing. America owes us. Our fathers built it. Our fathers shaped it. The blood of our fathers soaked it. And we demand a piece of it that we can call our own. Conrad Worrell, who is the leader of the Black United Front. He's getting petitions all over America charging the government with genocide. Every one of us should sign that petition. Yes, sir. What kind of nation is this? Last night on television, they showed in Black History Month the Tuskegee Experiment, where they infected black men with syphilis and denied them treatment. And then in the end, gave them $37,000 and $15,000 for their syphilitic descendants. The government of America, a shadow government inside the White House. Wanting to rebel against Congress. decided to use us in their war against communism. Inside a shadow government with the knowledge of government. Bring crack cocaine into our community. Go ahead. Taking wealth out of our community so they could buy guns. Killing two birds with one stone, communists on one hand and black people on the other. It's not one family that hasn't been touched by the scourge of drugs. Look at the crack babies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at the mothers. Look at the fathers. Look at the family members whose children are robbing them and killing them just to satisfy a drug habit.
Yes, sir.
All from a government who wants obedience from us. They cut off welfare. They cut back on entitlement. They're crippling the social security system. To hell with black people, they say. With an army full of black men and women, half their military strength is us. She said, we shouldn't separate. Brother Gaddafi said it right. In the Soviet Union, 14 states have gotten independence, and America, Armenia, Estonia, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Latvia, Lithuania, Liechtenstein, the Republic of Moldova, and Turkmenistan. They broke Yugoslavia up into six states, Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Macedonia, and another name that I can't pronounce. In Czechoslovakia, they broke that up into two places, the Czech Republic and the Slovak Federal Republic. Both of them have representatives now in the United Nations, and they are accepted by America. America endorses this. They realize now that there's more oil reserves in the southern Sudan than in Saudi Arabia. So they're creating a controversy or exacerbating tensions that are legitimate tensions between the South and the North. And they want to make it appear as though there are Arabs in the North enslaving those in the South, when those in the North are blacker than anybody in this room, and those in the South are blacker than anybody anywhere, anytime, anywhere you've ever seen. These are black people. These are not Arabs and Christians. These are black people. Some who are Muslims, some who are animists, some who are Christians. But their fight is not religious. Their fight is over what they feel is an unjust distribution of wealth from the North. But America's in there now. They have allocated $20 million.
That's right.
To feed the war effort of Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Uganda around Sudan. That's what is it that you fear about Sudan? You fear Islam like a dagger into the heart of black Africa. You don't want black people to come to obey God, because if they obey God, they'll never obey you again. Well, why not let us carve out a nation? God has already made us a nation. We have common attitudes, common orientation of mind. We have common system of belief, out of which has come a common ideology. That's why I could stay here in an audience
composed of Muslims, Christians, Hebrews, nationalists, Pan-Africanists, talk on a spiritual subject, and yet all of us are in some measure of agreement because our belief system transcends the narrow dogma that has divided us one against the other. We have become a nation. Turn the sound up. How do you know we've become a nation? We've seen them beat Rodney King. White folks saw it, he must have did something. Black folks saw it, we know what we were looking at. Poor OJ. Here's a man who's saying your constitution should be judged by a jury of his peers. Who are his peers? Are his peers football players who have now retired? Are his peers fellow millionaires? Are his peers black people? Who are OJ's peers? That's a question that constitutionally we're going to have to answer. Now, if all men are created equal under this Constitution, then any citizen is a peer. So when the trial was held in Los Angeles County, the question is, did he have a jury of his peers? Because the majority were black, some were Latino and white, but they were citizens. Some of them were middle class, some of them less than that. But they were all taught in this so-called American educational system. They understood realities in the society as OJs. So they made a judgment that the popular will of white people disagreed with. And their judgment was that he was innocent of the crime of murder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Innocent. Well, so you try him again to see whether he's responsible. See how deceptive intelligence. See how Satan begin to work. What's that dance the boys do with it?
Snake.
That's deceptive intelligence. They did a little dance on OJ. I hope OJ is learning. I hope he's learning. Look. So now you're trying to see whether he's responsible. What does responsible mean?
Right.
Either he is or he isn't.
That's right. That's right.
Now, if he's not guilty of murder, how could he be responsible for murder? See, that's double talk. Now, why doesn't he have money to pay punitive damages? Why does he have to pay at all if he's found innocent by a jury of his peers? Why did you try him the second time at all?
There you go, there you go.
Well, you see, he has money, and we want to break it. This writer chooses the term American because the United States is taking the lead in, and English is the lingua franca of a civilization that includes other nations and linguistic roots in the West, East, North, and South. So America has become the symbol of that which opposes Islam. I'm almost there. Give me a little bit, please. This exploding civilization with global ambition is characterized by consumerism, and its cultural impact is felt everywhere we find McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Pizza Hut, CNN, Madonna, MTV, Mickey Mouse, Levi's, and Dallas, and other cultural symbols. America's cultural dominance has a sacred pilgrimage place, Mr. Ahmed knows. As the Vatican is for Catholics, as Mecca is for the Muslims, as Amritsar is for the Sikhs, Disneyland is for the American. Unlike Mecca, the Vatican, or America, Disneyland can be duplicated. There are now two in the United States, one in France and one in Japan, which reveals this civilization's ability to transcend ethnicity and geography, as non-white societies like Japan can align themselves with America through one of this civilization's most powerful bodies, the G7. So beneath the surface of this glimmering consumerism is a belief in liberal democracy, capitalist economy, and secular politics. At its best, it promotes freedom of speech, intellectual pursuits, scientific endeavors, emancipation of women, and individual liberty. Had the self-presented saga of American civilization been the true story, and its advantages been as promised, exclusively intended, its project might have realized the success so arrogantly asserted. But concealed behind ideological ideal images is the backyard of global poverty, racism, sexism, classism, and totalitarian denial of the people's right to self-determination. So the Gulf separating professed ideas and experienced reality provides fertile soil for alternative ideology. Islam is the most rapidly expanding religion in the world, and it's presently the only other exploding civilization with global ambition. But Islam checks unrestrained materialism with spirituality and points to the aforementioned backyard conditions as evidence of the failure of man's self-sufficiency. If this does not work, Islam says, why not try the way of God? Far from a proposal based on a rejection of man's capabilities, Islam believes in man's ability as God's vicegerent to establish a benign society. Islam, the guarantor against poverty, racism, classism, and sexual degradation of women, as complete a vision of civilization as the American, Islam provides an alternative model of democracy, economy, and politics, thereby formulating a true challenge to Bush's New World Order. Now, the reason I cite that is because the attack now is on Islam. Today, you heard from Sani Abacha, a Nigerian head of state who is a Muslim. Today, you heard from Muammar Gaddafi, a head of state who is a Muslim. But Libya is under sanction. Iraq is under sanction. Iran is under sanction. All of these are Muslims. Sudan is under sanction. Or they're trying to embargo. Why are you attacking Muslims? You say, well, they're fundamentalists, they're terrorists. Well, brothers and sisters, we are Muslims. All of you by nature are born to submit your will to do the will of God. Whether you call yourself a Christian or a Hebrew or a nationalist or a Pan-Africanist, at the core of your being, you are created to obey the originator of the heavens and the earth. And everything that you seek, you can find those principles that you stand on embodied in the universe of his creation. Now listen. The nation of Islam has always been a thorn in the side of the rulers of this world. Now, they are angry with Elijah Muhammad because, meaning no disrespect, he said white people were devils. Now, what did he mean? See, if deceptive intelligence rationalizes disobedience to God, and that is in every human being, God had to make and give form and expression to that deceptive intelligence. in a human being, then give that human being power and dominion to deceive the earth and to practice deceptive intelligence. Now look, I'm sorry. I gotta tell it, or God will kill me if I don't tell it. Look, deceptive intelligence. God said, what thou shalt not do, the rulers of this world say it's okay. That is deceptive intelligence. The misuse of intelligence to deceive others, to make evil fair seeming. Are you all right? I know I am. God don't like you, sister, with your breath out. God don't like you with your backside showing. God don't want you to attract man to you in a low-down way. But deceptive intelligence is styling you like a whore and making you love it. Talk back to me, woman. You got to dress on to your thighs. You can't sit down. You constantly squeezing and pulling. Who styles you like that? And deceptive intelligence makes you rationalize walking in the street like a whore. Talk to me. The enemy says, put on a little see-through with a thong, a string in your backside. Then put something sheer on and sashay down the boulevard and watch men scream and whistle. What justifies you putting that kind of crap on? Deceptive intelligence. Who made that evil blasphemy? Satan. See, I'm not anti-Semitic. I hate anti-Semitism. The fact that anybody would hate somebody else because of their faith tradition is sickening to me. But if you tell me you're a Jew, then you're telling me you have an intimate covenant relationship with God. And you're telling me that you have hearkened unto the commandments of God and are obedient unto them. You tell me, when did God tell you it was all right to promote filth and indecency in the name of freedom? You tell me, if the author Playboy and Hustler and the movies in Hollywood represent the God and they're hearkening to his commandments, tell me, when a man dressed up like a woman and a woman like a man, is that obedience to God? How in the hell can you say you're a Jew and do those things? How can you say you're a Christian following Jesus Christ and go along with that? How can you be a preacher for Jesus and won't correct the women or the men in your congregation? A devil has been your master. The government in Washington is not of God. That's a rogue government. That is a rogue institution. They justify mischief by framing laws. I'm not justified in obeying them. See, you and I today are in the valley of decision. We got to do like Peter did. They forced on him. You can't preach in this man's name. Peter had to come up with it and said, look, shall I obey man or shall I obey God? And I'm asking you today, are you ready to obey God or are you willing to obey them? Brother Muammar Gaddafi offered the wealth of Libya to help me. To help Arabs, Muslims, and black people, and Native Americans to come up out of our condition. What's wrong with that? The minute they heard it in Washington, they went to work to make mischief by making a law and tightening that law, saying Farrakhan can't accept no aid from nobody that is considered a rogue nation. Can't do business with them. And then said, if you get any money, and we know about it, we're going to charge you with money laundering. Well, to hell with you. Then you charge me. Because it's time for a showdown.
Go ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
God says, no gambling. Gambling is a device of the devil to divide you. The society says if we can play the lotto, the state can get money to fund education. So they put a noble purpose on an idea that is in contravention to God's instruction. They make evil fair seem. They frame mischief by means of the law and then trap you and say, you should obey what they say. Hell no. If what they say is not from God, to hell with them all. Let's rebound. Say, don't set up no graven image. Don't bow down to them or worship them. But everywhere you look, there's some statue in the house of God. And the people genuflect into stone and wood. They make evil fast food. They use deceptive intelligence to make you think it's all right. I'm sorry. The Pope is wrong. Listen. Why don't you let a man marry?
Go ahead.
Why are you going to do what God didn't command?
Go ahead.
He said, be fruitful and multiply. You're going to tell a man, don't have nothing to do with a woman. What the hell do you think he's going to do? Deceptive intelligence being used to rationalize unnatural behavior. A woman married to Jesus Christ. That's all right. But God wanted her to get married. She may be a nun. I don't know whether nun means non. Non-productive. That woman need a man, not Mother Superior, but a moon.
Go ahead.
Has commanded. Come out of her, my people. I hope you're not getting frightened.
partakers of her sins.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For her sins have reached unto heaven.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, be ye separate. Either you're going to obey God or you're going to obey man. And if you choose to obey God, then we might as well form a nation. A nation of people that want to obey God. A nation of people that want to build on the foundation of faith in the divine supreme being. This is why Jesus said, think not that I come to bring peace, nay, a sword. I come to separate the mother-in-law from the daughter-in-law, the father-in-law from the son-in-law. It's a time of separation. Either you want what is right or you want what is wrong. Either you want what is truth or you want what is falsehood. Either you want what is from God or you are a slave of Satan. But no man can serve two masters. I think we've given the government of the United States enough time. We don't owe America a damn thing. America owes us. Our fathers built it. Our fathers shaped it. The blood of our fathers soaked it. And we demand a piece of it that we can call our own. Conrad Worrell, who is the leader of the Black United Front. He's getting petitions all over America charging the government with genocide. Every one of us should sign that petition.
Yes, sir.
What kind of nation is this? Last night on television, they showed in Black History Month the Tuskegee Experiment, where they infected black men with syphilis and denied them treatment. And then in the end, gave them $37,000 and $15,000 for their syphilitic descendants. The government of America, a shadow government inside the White House. Wanting to rebel against Congress, decided to use us in their war against communism. Inside a shadow government with the knowledge of government. Bring crack cocaine into our community. Go ahead. Go ahead. Taking wealth out of our community so they could buy guns. Killing two birds with one stone, communists on one hand and black people on the other. It's not one family that hasn't been touched by the scourge of drugs. Look at the crack babies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at the mothers. Look at the fathers. Look at the family members whose children are robbing them and killing them just to satisfy a drug habit. All from a given man. So it wants obedience from us. They cut off welfare. They cut back on entitlement. They're crippling the social security system. To hell with black people, they say.
Go ahead.
With an army full of black men and women, half their military strength is us. She said, we shouldn't separate. Brother Gaddafi said it right. In the Soviet Union, 14 states have gotten independence, and America, Armenia, Estonia, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Latvia, Lithuania, Liechtenstein, the Republic of Moldova, and Turkmenistan. They broke Yugoslavia up into six states: Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Macedonia, and another name that I can't pronounce. In Czechoslovakia, they broke that up into two places, the Czech Republic and the Slovak Federal Republic. Both of them have representatives now in the United Nations, and they are accepted by America. America endorses this. They realize now that there's more oil reserves in the southern Sudan than in Saudi Arabia. So they're creating a controversy or exacerbating tensions that are legitimate tensions between the South and the North. And they want to make it appear as though there are Arabs in the North enslaving those in the South, when those in the North are blacker than anybody in this room, and those in the South are blacker than anybody, anywhere, anytime, anywhere you've ever seen. These are black people. These are not Arabs and Christians. These are black people. Some who are Muslims, some who are animists, some who are Christians. But their fight is not religious. Their fight is over what they feel is an unjust distribution of wealth from the North. But America's in there now. They have allocated $20 million to feed the war effort of Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Uganda around Sudan. What is it that you fear about Sudan? You fear Islam, like a dagger into the heart of black Africa. You don't want black people to come to obey God, because if they obey God, they'll never obey you again. Well, why not let us carve out a nation? God has already made us a nation. We have common attitudes, common orientation of mind. We have common system of belief, out of which has come a common ideology. That's why I could stay here in an audience composed of Muslims, Christians, Hebrews, nationalists, Pan-Africanists, talk on a spiritual subject, and yet all of us are in some measure of agreement, because our belief system transcends the narrow dogma that has divided us one against the other. We have become a nation. Turn the sound up. We've become a nation. We've seen them beat Rodney King. White folks saw it. He must have did something. Black folks saw it. We know what we were looking at. Poor OJ. Here's a man who's saying your constitution should be judged by a jury of his peers. Who are his peers? Are his peers football players who have now retired? Are his peers fellow millionaires? Are his peers black people? Who are OJ's peers? That's a question that constitutionally we're going to have to answer.
Now, if all men are created equal under this Constitution, then any citizen is a peer. So when the trial was held in Los Angeles County, the question is, did he have a jury of his peers? Because the majority were black, some were Latino and white, but they were citizens. Some of them were middle class, some of them less than that. But they were all taught in this so-called American educational system. They understood realities in the society as OJs. So they made a judgment that the popular will of white people disagreed with.
Go ahead.
And their judgment was that he was innocent of the crime of murder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Innocent.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Well, so you try him again to see whether he's responsible. See how deceptive intelligence. See how Satan begin to work. What's that dance the boys do with it? Off a snake. That's deceptive intelligence. They did a little dance on OJ. Yeah, I hope OJ is learning. I hope he's learning. Look! So now you're trying to see whether he's responsible. What does responsible mean?
Right.
Either he is or he isn't.
That's right. That's right.
Now, if he's not guilty of murder, how could he be responsible for murder? See, that's double talk. Now, why doesn't he have money to pay punitive damages? Why does he have to pay at all if he's found innocent by a jury of his peers? Why did you try him the second time at all?
There you go, there you go.
Well, you see, he has money, and we want to break it.